Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Ian is on the edge of becoming a Category 5 storm, just ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast, with catastrophic winds and a storm surge expected late Wednesday morning or early afternoon. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So we now have over 2.5 million people that are under some type of evacuation order, and that includes people in counties such as Charlotte, Citrus, Hernando, Hillsborough, Lee, Levy, Manatee, Pasco, Pinellas, Sarasota counties, Collier, Gilchrist, Glades, Highland, and Taylor counties. Make sure you know your evacuation zone.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, and seismologists say powerful explosions preceded the leaks. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says this is no accident. The man convicted of making a bomb that killed another man outside a Las Vegas resort escaped from prison Tuesday. 42-year-old Porfirio Herrera is at large after escaping from the Southern Desert Correctional Center. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Las Vegas, Nevada. Officials in the United Kingdom are reporting Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has urged all Americans in Russia to flee the nation following President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization decree last week. The White House is saying Russia may refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship and deny them an exit from Russia. Putin's decree to mobilize 300,000 soldiers to go fight his war in Ukraine has reportedly resulted in hundreds of thousands of conscription-age men attempting to flee Russia. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
A bill to avert a government shutdown cleared a key procedural hurdle in the Senate on Tuesday after lawmakers stripped a proposal from Senator Joe Manchin on energy permitting reform from the legislation. Both chambers need to approve the bill before midnight Friday to keep the government going. All of Cuba was without power late Tuesday after Hurricane Ian swept through in the morning and severely flooded the Caribbean island. Work continues to restore power to the nation of 11 million people after the electrical grid collapsed due to the major hurricane. A teenage boy was killed and four others were injured in a shooting behind Roxborough High School in the Roxborough neighborhood of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This happened Tuesday afternoon. The victims were finishing a scrimmage against two other teams and were walking off the field, according to Philadelphia police. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to pour large amounts of illegal immigrants into the country.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we are just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, mm-hmm. of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants.
Thank you, Jim Berg. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. We've got a country to save. We thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Enough problems to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. We need patriots that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the American dream, that believe in their families, that believe that they have been given the God-given right and ability to be the best that they can be. This is the dream of America. And this is why so many millions of people are scampering and would love to be here. Some illegally, as you know. Clayton Fuller is with us right now. He's the experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer. He's got a decade of national security experience. Hey, Clayton, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning to you, and I'm ready to get on that mission of saving the country, and it's well said on your intro.
Well, for you, with your national security background, I mean, here we are, deja vu, one more time again. We went through 8 years of having our national security compromised under Obama, Biden. Clearly, I think it's inarguable, it's indisputable what they did to compromise our national security at every turn. And now you've got Joe Biden without Obama. Maybe some argue Obama's, you know, has got a hotline into the Oval Office, and so it's still Obama-Biden. It's just, who's getting the head billing here right now. But regardless, our national security, here we are. We're compromised, and even as rough and crazy it was during those 8 years of Obama, I mean, the dangers are more imminent with Russia and with China, and then with the weakness, the projected weakness of our country. I mean, this really makes us vulnerable almost at every turn, doesn't it? Or am I exaggerating and getting carried away here? Or, is there some reality to what I'm seeing?
No, I think you're exactly right. I think it's frightening to see, not only from a policy perspective, what we're seeing, how we're projecting power across the world, the problem sets that we're focused on. But and all of these views, I just want to be clear, obviously represent my personal opinion and not representing Department of Defense or anything. But one of the things that I'm most concerned about as a military member, beyond just some of the policies that we've seen, we all remember it's only been a year, a little over a year since the tragedy in Afghanistan and how we left. And that was exactly a Biden policy and failure. But the thing that's been most frightening for me to see is just how we're taking these weak and damaging policies to our own institutions, specifically within the Department of Defense. And there's some scary things going on within the Department of Defense that your entire audience and all Americans should know about.
Well, let's talk about the military. and not getting you in trouble here, but it's clear what we're seeing. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. General Milley and SecDef Austin came before Congress, and when they were confronted with this, you know, with this report that critical race theory was being imposed upon the men and women of the military, they flat out denied it, said, no way, it doesn't exist. Well, you know, I think everybody in the room, most of the people in the country, knew that was a lie. But the danger of that, like we were talking about earlier, Clayton, is that the military is about one thing and one thing only. Critical race theory, you know, that if you're focused on critical race theory, your eye is off the ball on the most important thing that you should be concerned with. Are you not?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's frightening because I was recently at a training in January, and that's not that far removed from the withdrawal in Afghanistan in August. And there was so, and this isn't just a boogeyman that conservatives are creating, or just high ranking officers like General Milley are being asked questions about it. These are issues. Critical race theory is trickling down throughout the military to some of our lowest levels. And I saw it at this training in January where I asked a question about what are the lessons that we should learn about from Afghanistan for my particular career field, the JAG Corps. And all they wanted to talk about was diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there are some recent, and your audience can Google these articles and see these issues coming up. And I want them to understand this. So kind of the most fundamental basic level in the Air Force is a wing. And the Air Force Academy, it has a wing of students. And some recent articles were just showing that they're getting a critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion training where they're being encouraged to not even use the term mom or dad. And this is kind of shocking to me because the Air Force this month just celebrated its 75th birthday. And right. We actually have ranks called airmen, senior airmen, mm-hmm. airmen right. basic. And I don't understand, based on that training, if cadets should refer to officers or senior cadets as sir or ma'am anymore. And mm-hmm. this is what the focus is on. And to your larger point, we are not serious in the Department of Defense. And if we get into a conflict again, this is what your military is focused on. This is what your taxpayer dollars are going to, not becoming more lethal, which becoming more lethal is actually part of the national defense strategy. And you would see this even with Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. There's articles about this, that they think they are becoming more lethal by not using pronouns. And this is the Alice in Wonderland that our military is in, and it's a shame, and your audience needs to know about it, and it's frightening. And it's not just the Air Force. It's the entire Department of Defense.
Talk about a pandemic bug that's dropped into the software of our military intelligence. I got to imagine our enemies are just elated that here the world's number one military power is being compromised over a pronoun. Think about
exactly.
it.
Yeah. And that's what we're highlighting to our enemies. And when you have a Communist Party of China that's thinking strategically in centuries, and Russia, who, you know, you see the speeches from Putin, he's looking at the conflict that he's in Ukraine as one that's existential, and he's making statements that he's going to do everything he can to win that war. And then you see what we're doing, and we're confused at how we can even refer to each other without offending each other. And this is just the remarkable point that our republic is in, that individuals and our most kind of important training places, like our service academies, which are taxpayer funded, every member on Capitol Hill right now should be asking how much taxpayer money are going to private companies that are developing this curriculum for diversity, equity, inclusion. And I would guarantee you it's in the $50 to $100 million that's going taxpayer money funded on this. And it's a shame, it's a sham, and it's ruining and gutting our ability to actually win a war, which is the job of our military.
Yeah, the simple question, is it making you stronger or weaker? I mean, I don't think you have to, you know, go and do a real deep dive in understanding, again, what the objective of the military is and things like this. And, of course, you're talking with, you know, this is infiltrating, in a sense. I mean, this is the officer training schools of the Air Force. And so what is their career path going to lead to? Just think about that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Clayton Fuller is with us, experienced federal, military, local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Clayton was pointing out, you know, DEI... diversity and equity and inclusion has invaded every aspect of our lives. The military, it's doing in our businesses. You know, we even had yesterday, Clayton, you had all the money people, right, from the banks, the bank CEOs coming in. And it was amazing how they want to talk about DEI and how this, you know, this new language is entering in even into business, and to the point that where, you know, it's been suggested that some banks are refusing to loan to businesses that have not been blue-pilled. And, you know, they haven't sworn allegiance to DEI. They're not having some sort of insignia on their business card to indicate that they are too, you know, carrying the good housekeeping seal of approval when it comes to DEI. But, man, I'll tell you, they were tiptoeing around all this, not to mention, you know, this virtue signaling they want to give us. And then, and then you talk about China, and you know, they kind of come up with some. I mean, the thing is amazing is if you want to watch people become suddenly stupid. I mean, these are intelligent people, right? I mean, these are CEOs of companies. These are theoretically smart people. But man, when you catch them with their hand in the cookie jar, you know, they're reduced to their lowest common denominator when it comes to the intellect. It's hysterical.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and all the stuff doesn't stand any tough scrutiny at all. And you know, the bottom line is everyone. This is a process to get people in line, have them kowtow, and make sure you have your preferred pronouns in your social media profile and on your email. And if you don't have all that stuff, then you're not a person to be listened to or promoted or a part of society. And I think that's a greater concern is just where this is going. It's essentially a scarlet letter that everyone's going
right,
to
exactly.
have to wear to show that they fall in line. And I think right now the conservative movement is the one that says, hey, we're not going to bend to that totalitarian idea at all.
And where we are right now, Clayton, to your point, is conservatives cannot relinquish a micro inch of ground on this issue. This is without compromise. You must stand your ground. If not now, then when? And like everything else that we know about is that if you don't take care of business now and you defer it, like Joe Biden did, let's just talk about Ukraine, for example. He knew well over a year what was going on at the border. It wasn't like they were just sending a bunch of people, you know, to come to the border to have some sort of s'more party with the Ukrainians. I mean, they were clearly, you know, and you know how the military works. I mean, it comes in components, and you don't have to be a genius to see that, whoa, this is for military action. This isn't for just some kumbaya party. But, you know, this is what, unfortunately, this is what this leadership has done time and again. And I find it to be a disease within the Democratic Party. Very rarely do you find them to be proactive. They're always reactive when it comes to our national security, it would appear. But, you know, but I do want to go back to what you said earlier, and that is about, you know, pronouns, about words and the meanings that come with them and what it's done and what it's doing to our country. Joe Biden's speech of 3 weeks ago is still echoing. And I know when people heard his comments about half the country being semi-fascist, it was like one of those moments of going, uh-oh, what next? And what kind of ramifications? And what I saw occurring here was almost like the Trayvon Martin effect. If you go back to when Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida, what happened? You had really the rise of Black Lives Matter from that moment on, because and you had people dying. I think there was at least a dozen people, according to reports, that were murdered, you know, at different parts of the country. And one of the mantras was, "This is for Trayvon."
Yep.
Because the narrative went out there by our then president, Barack Obama, who said Trayvon could be his son, and didn't understand the due process. I mean, it's amazing because here's a guy supposedly is an attorney and should know better. But he puts the entire country at risk in promoting a faux narrative. And so now we've got a president of the United States who says half the country is semi-fascist, and then you have this incident in North Dakota. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, I never, obviously politicians say inflammatory things in their speeches, but, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, we've spent basically this year with Capitol Hill, instead of focusing on China or the origins of the coronavirus or something like that, essentially saying President Trump's political speech directly led to what happened on January 6th. And then they want to say, oh, well, if we're calling people like us, you and me, ultra MAGA, and, you know, dating back since 2016 on the left, they've had this mantra of it's okay to punch a Nazi. And, you know, Nazi stands for just someone that they just disagree with on basic policy preferences. And no, it is not surprising when you start to see violence. When you saw the Black Lives Matter movement in 2020 talking no justice, no peace, political violence has been justified. And it's interesting to me because Vice President Joe Biden in his speech said there's no place for political violence in America. And I don't know if Kamala Harris understands that, because she was bailing out rioters, what, in Minnesota?
Right.
I mean, she was directly doing that. And I've been a prosecutor for a very long time. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a conviction for child molestation and put a bad person in jail. What they're doing to our criminal justice system by saying this, by essentially saying political violence is okay, except when it's done by people that they disagree with. This is what it leads to, and it's shocking to see. And I think there is a direct correlation to that speech and what happened to this 18-year-old kid in North Dakota. And you know, if they want to say names, and I think we should say names too, we should say the name of Kaylor Ellison. He lost his life because of the insanity that is on the left, where they think it is justified, if you're in a political disagreement with someone, to use violence. That does not exist on the right. And this is, whether it's abortion, whether it's the criminal justice, if the left does not get what they want, it leads to violence. And this is a microcosm of that in North Dakota, and it's a tragedy. And this individual is out on $50,000 bond, and he's not charged with murder. And I had a murder conviction this year, and it's shocking for me as a prosecutor to see that. And this, did you see his comments during his bond hearing?
Yeah, I did.
He essentially said, "Hey, I don't have time to be in jail. I've got my own life to lead. I've got my house. I've got my family to see." And no, there was zero remorse. There was nothing.
Exactly.
There was a life that was lost. But you know, it's a pretty consistent theme across the left that life, whether it's 6 weeks into existence on through this 18-year-old kid's life. If it's a political cause, they don't care if that life continues or not.
This is a scary thing, Clayton, to think that this is what we're living with. That half of the country has lost its mind to such a degree that thinks that somehow there's justification. And we saw this during the Summer of Love. We saw all the destruction brought to you by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and how they were able to literally get away with murder. And the takeaway is that, just like you said, if you are on the left and you rally under their banner, you get away with it. If you're anything other than on the left, a conservative, hey, guess what? They're coming after you. And we're seeing this time and again. This is why we have to draw and hold to that line in the sand right now.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way.
For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Steve Rampton with us. He is the author of Alpha Nerd, Trendsetter, and World Changer. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, I love the theme of the book, Alpha Nerd, when people first see it. They may, okay, interesting, Trendsetter, World Changer, is that one person can make a difference in the world. And for you, with your background as an author and former U.S. Navy officer, people might be surprised that it wasn't as you were growing up, you were just so easily accepted, were you?
No, it really hit me in college. In high school, it was okay. I went to a small high school there in Jacksonville, prep school called the Bowles School. And my class was only 70 people. And I was number 3 in the class, so I did pretty well. Mm-hmm. But once I got to Vanderbilt, everybody was smart. And if it weren't for the NROTC, Navy ROTC, I wouldn't have had any friends.
It's interesting how an expansion of our environment, what that will do to us in terms of, helping us grow up. And we have choices to make at that point. And I'm sure all of a sudden it hits you and you think, okay, I'm rolling along, I'm number 3 in the class here, go to Vanderbilt, and it's a whole nother ball game altogether, right?
Yeah, it was not too much of a culture shock because it's still in the South. Mm-hmm. So I grew up there in Jacksonville. But,
right.
Just the number of people, and they were all smart, and they had their social cliques. I mean, I wasn't in a fraternity, and I had very limited social outlets. So coming up with the word nerd, N-U-R-D, mm-hmm. was a bit of my way of coping with the societal pigeonhole that they were putting me in.
Mm-hmm. Why N-U-R-D?
Well, I'm a movie, there's two movies that really impacted Alpha Nerd. The first one is called Good Neighbor Sam. Came out in 1964. It was about a guy, Jack Lemmon played an ad executive, and his main account was the Nerdlinger Dairy. That gives you a hint what's going on here.
Right.
And he was trying to keep that account. And Edward G. Robinson played Simon Nerdlinger, very straight-laced, very by the book, kind of mm-hmm. boring. And so I used Nerdlinger as an adjective. Straight-laced, boring, that sort of thing. And then eventually I got tired of saying Nerdlinger, and I just shortened it to Nerd.
Mm-hmm. And so, and here you got Edmund G. Robinson, who's a perfect character. I mean, for you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, so then...
Are you familiar with the N-E-R-D, where it came from?
No, I'm not N-E-R-D, but I was interested to hear about N-U-R-D, so go ahead and tell me about N-E-R-D.
Okay, well, most people, just when I said nerd, they would spell it N-E-R-D. Well, mm-hmm. that came from a Dr. Seuss book called If I Ran the Zoo, came out in 1950, and it was about a zoo creature, kind of an angry little guy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that book is banned now because of its caricatures. So I finally got my hands on it for a couple hundred dollars. And so I keep that in my library as the original 1950 nerd. My word, 1964, 65. And it was a social coping mechanism for people. So my word nerd is actually for people, or N-E-R-D is for zoo creatures.
Yes. Although, you know, by today's definition, they regard a nerd as a person who is overly intellectual and obsessive, right? And lacks social skills and is boringly studious. I guess it goes on to define it further. So that's interesting that the genesis of nerd was a zoo creature. And but here you know, somehow it gets brought into the contemporary lexicon. And I guess maybe it kind of gave definition to those kids that were ignored in school, that you know, people didn't want to deal with them. And of course now it is those nerds that went on and developed big businesses or making billions of dollars, and everybody wants to be their friend, right?
Yeah, a lot of the, well, a nerd to me, yeah, there's a little bit of social awkwardness, but to me a nerd is a problem solver. Mm-hmm. In the book, I've got 70 men and 25 women who are very instrumental in our development in the world. People like mm-hmm. Madame Curie on the women's side, Madame C.J. Walker. She was the first self-made millionaire. And my friend Lee Roussan, who wrote the foreword, he was very happy to see her in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I met Steve Jobs on an airplane after the Macintosh computer came out. He pumped me for every ounce of information he could get. How did I get the machine? Yeah, what did I use it for, et cetera? And I also met Alan Shepard after his initial flight. It wasn't really an orbit. He just went up for a little bit and then came back down. But these people changed the world.
Exactly.
And I've figured out kind of an amazing fact. Half of the created wealth since the beginning of time has happened here in the United States. So all these entrepreneurs and nerds have built huge, huge wealth for themselves and shareholders and companies, you know, like Edison and Tesla. I love Tesla. These guys were very instrumental.
Steve, how did you get in their orbit? I mean, you know, to run into, I mean, I understand, you know, there's that saying we're two, three people away from meeting anybody in the world. But here you are, and you end up with, you know, meeting some pretty influential people, and you have an extended conversation with Steve Jobs, for example.
Well, that happened on an airplane. My mm-hmm. brother Frank was into IT, and somehow he got his hands on a Macintosh computer. And I was talking to the guy in the airplane next to me about how thrilled I was to get it and all that. And one of the guys that went by my seat heard me talking, and apparently he was like an assistant to Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. So he came back in a little bit and said, excuse me, sir, I heard you talking about the Macintosh. Would you take a few minutes and talk to my boss? And I had no idea it was Steve Jobs.
Oh, wow.
So we went up into first class and, you know, hello, how are you? I understand you have a Macintosh. How did you get it? What did you pay for it? What are you using it for? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And his last question was the most interesting, Bill. Can you give me the name and phone number of the smartest engineer that you know?
Wow, that was interesting.
Very interesting.
So now, when you had talked to him, did you have contacts with engineer types that that would lead him to ask you that question, or you know what prompted him to ask you that question?
Yeah, I was an engineering student at Vanderbilt for 3 years. I was an electrical engineer, as a matter of fact, and he thought that was interesting.
Right.
At the very end, I had to switch because Uncle Sam called for Vietnam, so yeah. I had to graduate a little early, but that's the reason why the question, because he knew I was an engineer.
But he didn't offer you a job.
Apparently, I was smartest.
you weren't nerdy enough, I guess, or something. I don't know. I mean, Harry drills you for all this time and everything like that, and you go, oh, and you, now you want me to refer you to somebody else, you know? Or maybe he was just waiting, you know, for you to say, you're asking me that question, you're talking to the smartest engineer on the planet right now, and you can't even ask me that. What do you want, you know?
Well, maybe maybe there was a height discrimination there, because I'm 6'5".
Okay.
So when we were talking, he was looking at, maybe he didn't like that. I don't know.
Yeah, hard to say, but yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, of course, the way I think, I'd have had fun with him, you know, just because my brain triggers that way. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to get the job, so I might as well have some fun with this guy. And, whole deal. But, you know, here you are. And then all these years later with the success of Apple and Jobs, you go, yeah, you know. So it's something you can tell the grandkids about, that you sat next to Jobs for a number amount of time and were able to talk Macintosh computers back in the days, right?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. The main thing I got from him is he was so intense.
Hang on, we got to go to break. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this song really fits in perfectly with the title of Steve Rampton's new book, Alpha Nerd, because sometimes you're going through life, and especially if you're in that struggling situation as a nerd, and of course he spells it, as we talked about, as N-U-R-D, not N-E-R-D. That is the theme of his book, Alpha Nerd, a trendsetter, world changer, and that is that one person can make a difference in the world. And it's amazing when you think about exceptional people like this that maybe are the outcast in school and that people don't relate to and they're just not very sociable, seemingly very thoughtful. And I found, Steve, also is that when you can get a nerd to talk, and if you're willing to listen, you know, the perspective and the depth of their perspective can stop you in your tracks, especially if you think you're all that in a bag of chips. A nerd can break it down, right, in such a way as like, oh, gosh, I really am an idiot. Yeah, here, meet my girlfriend. You deserve her better than I do.
Yeah, my eldest son, well, we lost 4 children in a miscarriage, and then we had a son and 2 daughters. But our son, he's scary smart. He was a little bit of an introvert, was not good in sports. Ended up getting a perfect SAT and 5 APs.
Wow.
And the Navy heard about him. And I got an early entry into Annapolis. And he said, I don't want to do that. So we went to Penn State, and the captain comes in. Hey, Commander Rampton, your son was just approved for a 4-year ride ROTC. My son goes, I don't want to do that either. So I said, all right, what do you want to do? I want to be an artist. Well, the Vatican's not hiring right now. So I said, you're going to have to figure it out. And he ended up, it's a long story, but he ended up at Mason Gross at Rutgers, summa cum laude, you know, across the board.
Yeah.
And now he's a caricature artist in California, Caricatures by Steve. And he's probably the best caricature artist I've ever seen. And that was his dream.
Real, wow. And so where is he, he's doing these caricatures? Is, you know, who's he, is he working for Disney or somebody? Or where,
no,
how's he
he's
got
a worldwide audience. Right now his main customers are in the real estate business because they really like the caricatures, and you get groups and customers and that sort of thing. But he'll do Christmas cards. I mean, he did a wonderful caricature, my wife and I, for our 40th anniversary. He'll be your cat and your dog if you want, but just a very talented guy who has his own business.
And it's called Caricatures by Steve, is that what you said?
Yeah.
No,
by Steve. The other handle is BinaryGod.com. BinaryGod.com. My wife's never liked that, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Binary.
He's my
binary. He said BinaryByGod.com is what you said was the other handle? Okay, I'm sorry. Some of the translation here, Steve, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again. Binary what?
Binary God.
Oh, Binary God. Oh, Binary God.
Yeah, over caricaturesbysteve.com.
Yeah, okay. We got to check that out. But anyway, so here it is, all this. And, you know, and that I think sometimes is a challenge. You know, when we think about what our kids have to offer, as I was sharing with you earlier when I was building some sales teams, is that and I was an adjunct professor in Southern California at Vanguard University. And, you know, I taught the kids, I said, look, you've got to understand who you are. And not even sometimes, you know, what your parents say, because I had one kid, he came from a media company. His dad owned several radio stations, and the dad envisioned his son as being, you know, taking over the media business. Well, the son wasn't interested in that whatsoever.
Right. Right.
He did give up a year and came in and tried to learn the business, but you could tell he wasn't happy. And, you know, I said, what is it you want to do, really? And he goes, I love teaching. I want to be a principal. I said, well, that's what you got. But I can't. I'm afraid to talk to my dad about it. And, right. You know, and I encourage him, because the deal is, what happens is you get in a situation where a lot of days, and this is, you know, a condition of much of the labor force in America today, is they're round pegs and square holes. They just don't have that right fit. You know, what they've been designed to do, somebody else identifies and says, okay, and they cast them in this position that is a round peg in a square hole, and those friction points are just miserable, and they drive people nuts. And, you know, look, you only got one life to live. You know, figure out what you're about, what makes you happy. And as my dad would say, you never have to work a day in your life.
That's really true. I had an interview with a young man. I said, oh, where'd you go to college? He said, Harvard. I went, oh, that's impressive. What'd you major in? He said, Renaissance poetry. I said, oh, are you a teacher or a writer? He goes, no, I just like poetry. I went, oh, okay. Well, what was your favorite memory of Harvard? He goes, well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Anson, I don't remember very much because I was high most of the time. And I didn't come down hard on this young man, but I was like, good grief. His parents or whoever spent $250,000 to send him, and he's got a degree in Renaissance poetry, and I have no idea, you know, where he's going to end up. But most of the kids that go to college, they don't know what they really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
75% change their major in school, and they have all this debt, which now we're having to deal with this Debt Reduction Act.
Right.
And
everybody else is going to pay. The bill has to deal with it. They don't have to deal with it. They get a free ride, right?
Well, luckily, I've been praying for someone to file a lawsuit. And yesterday, finally, there was a lawsuit filed in Indiana. Pacific Legal Foundation filed a lawsuit against the Debt Reduction Act, and his claim was it puts an undue pressure on him. It's a lawyer named Frank Garrison, because he's going to have to pay cash money for taxes in the state of Indiana, and if it's $20,000 for gift, he's going to have to come up with $1,000 cash to pay the taxes. So I was very happy to see that, because you have to show harm when you file a lawsuit, and
right.
This guy is going down the right path. So maybe it'll get blocked. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we get down to a situation where, and it's interesting how we learn this, Steve. You know, kids, I mean, you can be around 2-year-olds, and they'll tell you right away it's not fair. You know, it's just not fair, and people get that. But meanwhile, you know, for the sake of a midterm election and some really goofy political stuff, you get a party that has figured out a way how to buy votes, and this is one way to do it. But, and it's hard to speak to people reasonably, as you know. You know, you and I have lived enough life to say, look, a handout like this is not going to serve you well in the long run. It'll work against you. There's just some, you know, you're deprived of the victory of having earned your degree, even if it happens to be a degree in Renaissance poetry. And even if you were high, you could say, hey, you know what? I got a degree from Harvard. I worked my butt off as best I can remember as I did. I was so high, I don't quite remember, but I must have because I got the degree. I mean, there's some sense of pride that goes along with that regardless. And when a government or anything else comes in and robs you of that, seemingly on the surface, it's like, well, you know, hey, this is a cool deal and you might, you know, think about it. But in the long run, it ends up working against you. And like I said, you and I have lived enough life that we appreciate that you reap what you've sown. And you just don't want anybody coming up and digging up the field too early, do you?
No, and I really value adversity. Now, mm-hmm. I have one grandchild. His name is Isaiah. I don't want him just to sail through life with no problems, because that's a problem in itself, because your expectation
exactly.
levels are high. So adversity is not a bad thing. My big adversity was Vietnam. You know, mm-hmm. I thought I was all that, 6'5", naval officer, king of the hills, no way. Mm-hmm. I realized in combat that I'm not the boss, God's the boss. And that was a very, very valuable lesson for me in my life.
Well, and as it was for many, many of us Vietnam-era vets that went over, we got a real harsh look of the world. And this is what makes us nervous when you have a country that wants to play war so easily and not do what they need to do in order to pursue peace. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to pursue peace. And I find that when we do that, it goes better for us, as opposed to right now, it seems that we've got a lot of saber rattling going on. And when you got, a couple of countries involved that have nuclear bombs available, I don't want to hear oops. And, you know, and...
right.
and you know, it just concerns me, you know, just a little bit, just saying, just between us big boys here. So, you know, I'm with you on it. But, yes, there's a lot to be appreciated in the valleys. I say in the valleys of life and life's journey, we learn so much more in the valleys than we do at the peaks, it seems.
I agree with that. And that, you know, my job as a parent is to help the kids not make big mistakes, but the little mistakes are really good teachers. So I kind of step back and let them make the small ones and pray that there's not big ones. So I'm not anti-adversity. This is also what I teach the moms, because moms tend to love my book. And don't wish your child to have no problems, because that's not realistic.
Exactly.
You want them to have some problems to solve.
Well, we know resistance is what builds up strength and character. And though it's tough, and it's especially tough, you know, for parents to see their kids going through it. You know, I can tell you, four of my kids were pretty easy. One has been especially challenging, and it's tough. It is really, it's hard to see your kids go through this. But, you know, it just seems like, you know, every time I go to God, it's always my opening statement is, oh, God. You know, but it's what it is. Steve Refton, thank you for being with us.
Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology. technology, about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Has your body ever gone...